Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In with me, Glenn Robertson from Pure Channels. This morning, I'm delighted to be joined by Richard Eglin of Agilitas. Agilitas are the global channel services provider. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Very good. Thanks ever so much for taking the time and joining what is essentially yet another video call to drop in and drop some gold and share us your thoughts on the current situation. Richard, would you be kind enough, please, to spend 20 or 30 seconds introducing yourself and what you do at Agilitas, please?
Yes, of course, Glenn, of course. So my name is Richard Eglin. I'm the marketing director at Agilitas. As Glenn alluded to, Agilitas are the UK and a global channel services business. We provide services for resellers, MSPs, distribution, and vendors alike. So we're very vendor agnostic in our approach, but purely focused on services.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Richard, that's great. Thank you very much. Just to become familiar with the drop-in, what we do is we get experts in the field to come on, share some thoughts. They basically drop in, drop some gold, and then drop out again. So that's Richard's job for this morning. As ever, it's uncut, it's unedited, it's uncensored. I'm not entirely sure what Richard's gonna say, but with his reputation in the channel, I'm sure it's gonna be full of really important information and gold and some top tips that we can all take with us. So just before we came on air, Richard and I were chatting. There's a really nice piece that Richard kind of set up for us this morning, which was this umbrella, this heading of now being a super time to innovate. So, there's great opportunity out there to look at innovation and ways to innovate. So the question that I have for Richard this morning is, Richard, what is it that you and Agilitas are doing at the moment to adapt to the current situation and also in preparation for the future once we come out of this situation that we're all faced with at the moment?
Okay, thank you, Glenn. Yeah, so from an Agilitas perspective, and pretty much probably the same flavour for most of the channel out there currently, is the first few weeks, and especially when lockdown came about, the leadership team and the rest of the wider Agilitas team were very much focused around almost crisis management. And crisis management because, we're all in unprecedented times. There isn't a rule book to get us through this. We're having to sort of learn on our feet as everybody. And that goes for Agilitas, it goes for our customers, our supply chain, and all our valued partners. So, this is something we're in it together. And we need to stick together and be stronger together out of the other side once we come out the other side, which obviously we will. For us at Agilitas and the leadership team, it was very early on we said, okay, well, yes, there is crisis management and every company need to be looking, and we have a daily call with the exec team to go through that. And a lot of the elements on that agenda is very much reactive. How can we react to this current situation? How can we help serve our customers in a different way? Most of our customers now are remote, so we're having to adapt. Obviously, we've done the remote deployment that everybody did very early on in the channel, and that's all sort of become almost BAU now, if you like. So, we were looking at it and thinking, well, this is what our mantra is a passion to innovate. That's what Agilitas is about. That's why we've, in the last 5 years, gone from a parts logistics business to a vendor agnostic channel services provider. And really things haven't changed in the sense of our approach. We do look at it very much in that infinite game type of approach to things. It's not about today we're achieving X and tomorrow it'll be Y. It's, look, we do little and often over a long period of time to try and be the quality business to our own team internally at Agilitas, but also to our customers and remain relevant to them. So based on that, we've sort of come up with this, it is a time to innovate for us. You know, if we look out in the marketplace across all industries at the moment, you know, who would have thought Dyson would be sort of designing and rolling out ventilators, you know, for the NHS? Who thought Burberry and Barber would be doing PPE equipment for the supply chain? You know, and what I think this situation has brought us, Glenn, is it's pulled everybody much closer together, and everything we're doing, I think, even though we've become more remote and more isolated, the irony is we are more connected than ever. Who would have thought my wife would be doing her husband's hair, you know, for the first time ever? So while I've still got a bit left, you know, we're all adapted to those changes.
Yeah. Okay, and that's some really lovely points there as well, actually, Richard. I enjoyed that. So, you know, the message really is, you know, this passion to innovate, and actually, you know, we are seeing that this situation is throwing up, if you like, all kinds of unlikely opportunities and all kinds of unlikely collaborations. So, you know, is this a stark reminder that actually, you know, we needn't be scared of innovation, and we needn't be scared of collaboration, and we needn't be scared of actually maybe doing something that's slightly out of our comfort zone? And if there's anything that we can take out of this, it's to not be kind of bogged down in that notion of we have to continue doing everything the same way that we've always done it.
I think you're right, Glenn. I think in every business, and you know, the channel is one example, and we'll focus on that. But in every business, people will have a safety net around them. They'll stick to the norm as much as they can. You know, adapting to change is very difficult for some people, and I think for innovation to thrive, and for individuals to be more innovative in this current situation we find ourselves in, businesses need to provide a higher level of trust with their, you know, with their team members. You know, there's a lot of anxieties out there at the moment about jobs, about furlough schemes, about will people have jobs at the end of this process? And I think now is the time where, you know, we're sort of developing a mantra off the cuff, really, is, you know, what are we doing today for our customers? You know, what can we do in our power? We're not in the position to be like Dyson and, you know, produce ventilators, and, you know, we'd love to be in that position and help where we can. What we are in a position of and is what we can control ourselves. And what we can control ourselves is innovation within our business to serve our customers. It's our people. It's our people and what we do around that. And then it's how we go to market with some of that innovation as well. So if we look at innovation as a whole, you know, we very much have said to people, look, we need to expect the unexpected. You know, that hasn't, you know, that's one thing that is a constant at the moment, is yeah, every day is different. If you listen to the news and you look at social media, you know, there's a lot of negativity in the early days. But what we're seeing now is it's more about positivity. It's more about, you know, what can you control in your business, Mr. Dyson? You know, what can you do in terms of in your own marketplace? That might mean you can move into different marketplaces. Many tech businesses have, you know, have been supporting the likes of Cisco and many others, the Nightingale Hospital rollout. So, you know, that's evidence of how we can come together. I think the channel has been quite siloed in its irony is in the past. And I think this has forced us into a situation where people can be more transparent with one another. You will be on a video call like this, and the your children will come bumbling in and want to ask daddy a question, or, you know, the phone will go in the background. We're in unprecedented times. So that level of trust, that level of honesty, that's what will help sort of people adapt to change. That's what will help people share ideas within their own businesses to be a stronger business coming out the other side.
Brilliant. So on that point, then I think you just touched on it, and I'd really like to bring that out a little bit further. So we talk about Dyson, okay, major, huge global organization. I think you mentioned Cisco there as well. You know, and these are all household names. These are all these are all huge names. Does innovation, and again, this is a word that gets bandied around an awful lot, right? Especially at times like these. But not that we've ever seen these times before, but I think you know what I mean. So it's quite a big word, innovation. Does innovation always have to be huge and led by Dyson or Cisco or Apple or Microsoft? Or is innovation, can we chunk down a bit? Can we use the word innovation to make smaller changes, to be slightly more dynamic or more flexible? Is it an all-encompassing word?
I think innovation sometimes, like you're right, Glenn, it's perceived that innovation and to innovate is for the larger companies out there with huge R&D labs, with huge field forces of tech experts. But it isn't. We're in a position now where innovation can be very relevant to you as an individual business and you as an individual.
Yeah.
And it's all about empowering, because really innovation is just about change. It's about changing from one piece to another piece. It's about progress. It's about taking something from one place to the next. Innovation won't always be 100% correct either, but if it's something that's moving forward in somebody's business, so that might be a process that helps you serve your customer base quicker and easier. It might be something around automation in your business. It might be actually in innovation to an individual is empowering them to make decisions they weren't doing before the crisis. So. Innovation should be seen as in small chunks. If you're not creating a ventilator or PPE equipment because you haven't got that within your business, it's about what can you do today to make you a stronger business tomorrow when we come out the other side. And one thing we have got the luxury of now is we're sort of off the hamster wheel. We're off the hamster wheel of the BAU, the day-to-day. How many times before this crisis do we say, oh, I'd really like to investigate that project a little bit further. I'd really like to have the time for a few weeks. Now's the time. Now's the time to be doing that. And so for us, I can only say in an Agilitas perspective, but the leadership team, our focus now is obviously we're looking at the day-to-day, we're looking at our people and making sure everybody's well-being is as good as it can be. Yep. But what we are looking at more and more as we go forward is what will tomorrow bring? How can we put processes in our business today that, A, helps our customers today and helps serve them in a better way, and B, will make us a stronger business out the other side as well?
Brilliant. Brilliant. I think that actually sounds like a really nice place to kind of finish off. I mean, the things that kind of stuck out for me there was the trust piece, the honesty piece, and of course the innovation piece. And the innovation doesn't have to be huge. It can be little pieces of personal innovation. It can be accepting change. It can be sharing ideas. And it can be welcoming new ways to do business, because big innovation comes from big things, but actually small changes can create big innovation as well. And I think that's a really nice note to finish on. Richard, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you ever so much for joining us on the channel drop in. How can people get in touch with you? How can people get hold of you? And if need be, how can people ask you questions and find out more maybe about the change piece, the innovation piece, and what to do next piece? How do people get in touch with you, Richard?
Yeah, so obviously through social media. I've had many messages over the last few weeks in connecting with new people, which is fantastic. I'm always interested to hear from other people's experiences and what they're going through, and because we're all helping each other through this process. And you know, we've got a few initiatives at the moment which we're doing. So there's our recent Assure Me Now online pricing portal that enables people to self-quote while they're working remotely. So it's a very easy step-by-step maintenance tool, which in these current times people are being asked for to you know, to provide that level of security and that sort of definitive comfort blanket around, you know, how can people support. It's not just about selling them the tin, it's about how they can wrap some services around it at current times. And hopefully in the next week we'll be rolling out some promotions on that, which is focused on listening to our customers and what they've said is a value to them. It's not, you know, it's not from Agilitas, it's actually what they need today for this to work. And also we've got access through our website, agilitas.co.uk, of lots of free insight regarding the channel itself. So it's very much around themes such as disruption, which obviously we're in now. Nobody saw this level of disruption coming, but
you're right.
Collaboration, transformation, and innovation itself, which we spoke about today. So that's all free to view video content, special reports. It's all independent. You know, it's not aligned to any one vendor or technology. It's hopefully will be helping people build their own strategies that comes out the other side of this crisis. So feel free to have a look at the website. Feel free to IM myself, and anywhere that Agilitas and I can assist, then obviously we'd be more than happy to do so.
Perfect. Brilliant. Richard, that was great. Thanks very much. Just to wrap up, so it's one, get Richard Eaglon on LinkedIn. Two, you can check out the pricing portal called Assure Me Now. And three, you can go to agilitas.co.uk for a whole load of information, a load of contact details, and some free-to-view, free-to-access independent advice and information on how Agilitas might be able to help you. So that was great. Richard, thanks ever so much for taking the time to drop in this morning, share your gold, and now it's time to drop out. Take care, stay safe, and hopefully speak to you again soon. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Glenn. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Cheers.